something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
These is the continuation of the message, Three Kinds of Wisdom.
Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 3. I want to read to you from verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Galatians, if ye, or Gentiles, all right? You Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, let me read again, all right? For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. As I wrote afore in few words, he says, I wrote about the mystery before. I wrote about it for you. Now we're talking about, this is Paul. Do you remember the Apostle Paul? Now, he says, whereby when you read that thing which I wrote, he said, when you read, you may understand my synesis in the mystery of Christ. The word knowledge there, wrongly put, is Greek synesis. It's another synonym for wisdom. It refers to comprehension. Perception. Write it down. So synesis is comprehension, perception, understanding. It means the ability to understand concepts and see relationships between them. Okay? It suggests quickness of apprehension, the penetrating consideration which precedes action. Are you following this? Literally, synesis means, in the Greek, literally, it means mentally putting together. So it deals with the intelligence. So it means dealing, it comes from another Greek word that's close to it. It's a Greek sunemai. What does that mean? It means dealing wisely. It means dealing wisely. And it tells you that dealing wisely produces success. That's why in the book, if you have, it's not so common, the Greek Septuagint. That's the Greek version of the Hebrew Old Testament. Okay? The Greek version of the Hebrew Old Testament. Now, in that Greek version, when you read Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, where it says, the latter part of it, it tells you, you'll have good success. Okay? Have good success there is from the Greek sunemai, which means to deal wisely. So in its full construction, it's telling you that you deal wisely, making you successful. You deal wisely in the affairs of life. Now, maybe we should read that verse so you can see it. Okay? Joshua chapter 1. Look at verse 8. Where it tells you this book of the law. Blah, 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 blah. All right? Do you remember it? Okay. Let's look at it. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Thou shalt that have good success there was rendered from a Greek word sunemai in the Greek Septuagint. Okay, you would not see that in the Hebrew text. All right? It means to deal wisely. So, here, Paul's referring to something that is so important. Where it tells us that you may understand my knowledge. He says, my synesis in the mystery of Christ. He's saying that if we read his writings, we will come to understand his comprehension, his perception. Why did Paul do the things he did? Now we can see his perspective of the gospel. How did he perceive Jesus? Why was his message the way it was? Are you following this? Why was it that way? And you know, sometimes we look at our lives and we can't seem to place ourselves. You ask some people, what do you believe? They're not sure what they believe. They just believe. But they're not sure what they believe. Paul says, you read my writings, you have an understanding of my comprehension. In other words, the wisdom of God in his spirit had come to the level of his comprehension. So any day he could tell you what he believed about Jesus. He could explain to you his gospel. He called it my gospel. What is your gospel? I tell people, if you listen to our tapes, you can tell what we really believe. You just listen to the tapes and listen to the tapes, you can tell. You can tell our synesis. Are you getting it now? And that helps us to deal wisely. This is how we can analyze life. We look at anything on the basis of that synesis. That is the second level wisdom. Do you understand? If anybody is asking you any question, is this right or is this right? Can a Christian do this? Can a Christian do this? It will be based on your synesis of the mystery of Christ. If you don't have that synesis, you have no answer. Synesis is not for the babe in Christ. It's for the one who is growing in Christ, who has started to comprehend the mystery of Christ, who is beginning to have an understanding of the mystery of Christ, understanding the gospel. You see, the gospel is coming home now. See, not only do you believe in Jesus, you have now come to understand what you believe. It's another level. Now you can play from your mind. Are you following this? You now make decisions on the basis of your synesis. That's a second level wisdom. And every child of God ought to understand this. Every one of us has Sophia. We all have it inside us. We all have it. But it's got to come up where we can begin to use that Sophia. Do you understand? We use it to analyze. By the time you start analyzing things, checking up things, now you're doing diligent study, you're talking synesis. You're talking synesis. This is the next level wisdom. Now you're wise. Now you can make decisions. You can say, this is right. No, this one is not okay. Well, even though this is right, not for me. You get it? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. If every child of God could rise up to that point where you don't have to be asking questions, but you have the knowledge on the basis of your comprehension of the mystery of Christ, you discover you wouldn't have to study everything in the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, before you understand the message of Christ. You'll have it in you. Why? Because you are putting to work, you are bringing up that which is inside. Amen? Amen. That which is inside. See why you have to study the Word of God? Because if you don't study, you're not going to have synesis. You'll have Sophia. But Sophia is theoretical wisdom. But it's not working. It's not working. You can't distinguish between whether this is okay or not. Anything goes for you. You read all the newspapers, you don't know whether or not you should. Anything goes. Look at all the home videos, all the tapes you have bought, home videos. That's no synesis. See that? That wisdom is not there. From one film to the other, you watch and watch and watch and watch. You know what the Bible says? It says the lazy man, poverty is coming close to you. Finally, get a hold of you. Too late to change. Then you start complaining. You don't understand what kind of government, what kind of government. Government is not your problem. Tell somebody, synesis. Say it again. Aha. Say it one more time. Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. That's the next level. Critical wisdom. It's called critical wisdom. Critical wisdom. When you have synesis, you'll be able to deal wisely in your business. Synesis. Critical wisdom. You'll be able to review issues and make the right decision. That's critical wisdom. I told you what he said in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. So that you may be able to deal wisely. He says you'll be able to deal wisely in the affairs of life. In fact, if you look at it from the Amplified Version, you'd see it. You'd see it there. You'd be able to deal wisely. Because it says to meditate on the word day and night. So this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. So talk the word, meditate on the word, and you'll have synesis. But if you don't do it, even though God has blessed you with all the wisdom of God, it's not going to work. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But the last one is where I want to take you to. That last one is where I really want to take you to. You ready for this? St. Luke's Gospel. Chapter 1. In him we live and move and have our being. In him we live and move and have our being. Praise God. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 1. I want you to look at verse 17. I want you to read it to me. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go. Their children. And the disobedient to what? He wants to turn the hearts of the disobedient to what?
The wisdom of the just.
To the wisdom of the righteous. Oh. Ah. This is so powerful. Well, you know, that's why we have to study the scriptures. All right? Because if we don't study, we can't know. And the Bible says to search the scriptures. And as you grow in the Lord, you know, sometimes some people say, so how do you get to know when there are differences, especially when you use the English translation and everything looks the same? Well, first and foremost, the more you grow in the things of God, the more you're able to tell that this thing is not supposed to be this way. And then you're motivated to do some more search, and you find it right there. Praise God. And that again is based on synesis. Okay? All right. Now, here's the point I want to make. He said his plan is to turn the heart of the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous. Now, that word wisdom, now let's look at it first on generic terms. He says to turn the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous. Those he calls disobedient, the Greek word that is translated disobedient, that means those who are unpersuadable, the faithless, the unbelieving. So they do not obey the word. And God's plan is to turn their hearts, to bring them up to the wisdom of the righteous. Now, the words were carefully chosen of the Holy Spirit. He's bringing them to the wisdom of the righteous. This time, the word wisdom does not come from Sophia. Why? Because even if they had the Sophia of the righteous, they might still behave that way. After all, I just showed you from the book that you that are born again, you have that Sophia. But why then do you act the way you do? Why are many Christians failures? Even though they have Sophia, he doesn't say to bring them to the synesis of the righteous. Why? Because that's still not enough. You could have synesis and act differently. You know, sometimes you believe something, you understand something, yet you do differently. And then you say, I can't understand why. I know that this thing is not, why am I doing it? You know what he said? He said he wants to bring the disobedient. That means the worst of the bunch. You may not be as bad as that. Yet God is saying that his plan is to bring the worst of the bunch up to the wisdom of the righteous. He chooses a word, phronesis. Phronesis means, oh boy, it means a mindset. That's phronesis. It means a mindset. You don't know how big this thing is. It's too big. Too big. Oh. Is somebody in this place? It says, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, which is Elias in Old King James Version, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the phronesis of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. He shows us God's mind, God's plan. He says to bring the disobedient to the mindset of the righteous. God of heaven. Oh. You know, things like this, when I read them on my own, I just sit down and I start singing in tongues. just, I said, this thing is too big. You need ginosko to get a hold of it. That's the truth. Are you ready for that? You've got to catch it. You've got to catch it. Listen, if God's plan is to bring me up to the phronesis, the mindset of the righteous, what a miracle. What a plan. What an honor. Great wonder. This is marvelous. Maybe I should give you a proper definition of mindset. What is mindset? When you say mindset, what does it mean? Because if you don't know what the mindset is, because I know a lot of you use it on a daily basis, but I think we should look at the meaning. Okay? What the mindset is. So I'd like to read it to you. You ready? Mindset means a fixed, I want you to notice the words carefully, a fixed mental attitude or disposition that predetermines a person's responses to situations and his interpretation of situations. Mindset is a fixed mental attitude or disposition. It predetermines your responses to situations. It predetermines your interpretation. Listen, what it is saying is this. A fixed mental attitude that controls how you will respond to anything and how you will interpret anything. It is a fixed mental attitude. When you have a mindset, you see life from that perspective. That is the only way you read things. That's the only way you understand. If your mindset is wrong, you are finished. Listen, don't you understand what... It's a compound word, mindset. Your mind is fixed to thinking in a certain direction. Now, God is saying that He is bringing the disobedient to the mindset of the righteous. The righteous have a mindset. What is the reason for your failure? That your mindset is not the mindset of the righteous. What is the reason for your poverty? That your mindset is not the mindset of the righteous. The righteous have a mindset. Listen, I do not think failure. I can't think failure. I don't think failure. I can't comprehend failure.
Time for your miracle.
I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out. And you've been trying to throw it out ever since. And it never came out. And from time to time, you feel that discomfort from within you. And when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone
yep.
that swallowed something in a dream and has been trying to through. I've got these ladies here
yep.
for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay. Y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! 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 It's coming out. It can't stay in you. It can't stay. Out of them now! Out!
In Mark chapter 9, verse 17, a certain man brought his son to Jesus for prayer. Mark chapter 9, verse 20. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. Verse 26. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. These women are coughing out substances. Some of them, items that they had eaten in their dream experiences. And as they do so, the evil spirit departs from them. Glory to God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Gambia. Junction beside Tech World Petrol Station, off Co 2 Munjai Road, The Gambia. Worship with us on Sundays 8 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimonies with us, kindly call. +220 309 3735. +220 418 7824. Or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.